Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Bring your shackles, every shadow, lay them all down, lay them all down at the
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we serve an awesome God. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be coming up shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another song and a few announcements real quickly. But we want to welcome everybody on the planet to Straight to the Point. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the number, you guys should be tweeting out that number, ladies and gentlemen, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, All Points North, the number 347-843-4559, where you can be a part of the broadcast live tonight with Prophetess Dr. Henderson tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, the number, again, 347-843-4559, and tweet out at least 10 people while you're on the line with us today in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God for you. We thank for you. Thank God for you being with us today on the network. Yes. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Dr. Henderson right after this next song. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you.
Breaking, this worship is shifting the atmosphere. Your worship has power. Whenever things don't feel like you think they should, don't get mad. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't hang up the phone. Worship. If you could just get you out of the way enough to lift your hands and say, God, I need you right here. You'll be shifting the atmosphere. Cried myself to sleep. Don't know where my son is. He's been gone for 3 days. I may call the police. Yeah. But before I do, I'm going to lift my hands. Because in my worship, they'll find him alive and well. And you'll be shifting the atmosphere. Pain in my body. Doctors don't know what it is. They tell me just take this medication and that gives me another problem. And they say they take this, that, and that gives me another problem. But the next time I go to the doctor, before I walk in the room, I'll lift my hands. And I'll be shifting the atmosphere. Breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting. Shifting. Shifting the atmosphere.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. Now we're going to open up the lines for Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. If you could just take a little bit of time right where you are and just give God some praise. Give him some glory. Give him some honor. Right where you are, just begin to just worship him. Worship him. Worship him in spirit and worship him in and in truth, because the God that we serve, he is the spirit. And those who worship him, got to worship him, can only worship him in spirit and in truth. If you want your prayers to be heard, if you want your petitions to be heard, my friend, I encourage you to worship him in spirit and in truth. The God that we serve, he loves to be worshiped. He loves to be adored. He loves to be honored because he's God. He's supreme. He's the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of you and I, because we have been adopted into the family. So every promise that he made the children of Israel, because we have been adopted into the family, we get those promises as well. We are his children. And I just want you to just think about how awesome he is, how wonderful he is, how mighty he is, how majestic he is, how awesome he is. Just think about how excellent he is. And in all of his ways, just take a few minutes and just meditate on his word. Meditate on the word, whatever you're going through on tonight, I want you just to say out of your mouth, God, shift, shift. Just say shift, shift the atmosphere, Lord. Shift this issue, God. Shift these issues, whatever you're going through, whatever issues you're facing on tonight. I want you to just take some time and just speak. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that eat the fruit thereof. Just speak blessings into your life right now, right now. Just speak blessings and speak promotion, speak prosperity, speak healing, speak deliverance. Speak deliverance. Speak salvation for your family right now, as we shift the atmosphere. Shift, shift. The Bible says when two or three are gathered together, there he is in the midst. We're going to touch and agree on tonight. I'm touching and agreeing with you on tonight that atmospheres are going to be shifted, that they are being shifted right now as I speak. In the name of Jesus, we're shifting. We're shifting disease. We're shifting infirmities. We're shifting the atmosphere of heaviness. We're shifting it right now in the name of Jesus. We're shifting. We're shifting. We're shifting. Wherever you went on tonight, just touch your head right now and command your mind and your will to be lined up to the will of God concerning your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we want to shift the atmosphere on tonight. We want to shift the atmosphere on tonight. We want to shift the atmosphere on tonight. We want to shift it. We want to shift it from division to unity. We want to shift it from chaos to solace. We want to shift it, amen, from division to peace. In the name of Jesus, we speak in peace in our atmosphere on tonight. We're just speaking peace, peace, peace be still. Peace be yours. Peace in the family. Peace on the job. Peace in every area of your life. We're speaking peace in your mind. And we're speaking, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We're shifting the atmosphere. We're shifting the atmosphere on tonight. We're shifting the atmosphere on tonight. I said we're shifting the atmosphere. If you would just walk in your power, your authority, and know that you are who God says you are, walk in the dominion and command whatever is bothering you. Command whatever is bothering your family members, your children, whatever it is, command those demonic spirits to leave your children alone, leave your body alone, leave your finances alone. Rise up with all power and the authority that the Lord has given each and one of you on tonight and say, Satan, no more, no more delay. In the name of Jesus, no more delay. In the name of Jesus. You've been listening to and you are listening to the Straight to the Point. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. For the Bible is clear. We rest on and abide on the word of God. We stand on the word of God because the Bible is the infallible, unadulterated word of God. The Bible is God. He said in the beginning was the word and the word became flesh. Who do you think it was in the beginning? It was God. Amen. The flesh was Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. Amen. Who walked among us as the Son. Amen. To teach us how to forgive and to teach us how to love and to teach us how to walk in power, to teach us how to walk in authority and dominion, to teach us how to shift atmospheres in the name of Jesus. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. So that means that if you're on this line on tonight, whether you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible is clear. He said, whosoever believes in him. So you have an opportunity on tonight to give your life to Jesus. You have an opportunity on tonight to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have an opportunity on tonight to get healed, delivered, and set free. You have an opportunity on tonight to ask for anything. The Bible says anything, and you should have when you ask in the name of Jesus. When you ask in the name of Jesus, this is a promise that anything that you ask in his name, you should have. If demons tremble at the sound of his name, can you imagine? Amen. Everything got to listen to the Spirit as you speak. Everything has to listen to your voice because you're speaking in power and dominion. You're speaking with the power of the Holy Spirit and commanding your atmosphere to obey you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm excited to be before you guys on tonight. Tonight we're going to do something a little different. But before we do, I want to give credit to Jason Nelson on shifting the atmosphere. My God, he said we got to worship him. We got to worship God. Now, I like to praise, but I'm a worshiper in heart. You know, worship just does something to God. When you worship him, my Lord, he loves to be worshiped and adored. I'm telling you, when you worship God, when you go in, God allow you to feel the intimate, you begin to feel the intimate part of the Lord. You begin to feel his heart. You begin to feel him like never before. You begin to feel it. And how many of you know that once you get in the presence of God, your life is not the same? How many of you know that when you're in his presence, you can't even come in the presence of God and leave out of his presence the same? You're going to be changed. Your life is going to change. You're going to exemplify him. You're going to look like him. You're going to talk like him. You're going to begin to start doing some things. You know, just read the Bible about when Moses, every time Moses went into his presence, he always came back looking different in the spirit and in the natural. Even in the natural, one time Moses was in God's presence for so long, he came back, they said his face was a totally different color because he was in the presence of God. Amen. And when you're in the presence of God, there's no way that you should come out of his presence the same way that you went. Amen. So we also want to give credit to Anthony Evans on miracles. Get ready for your miracle. Get ready for it because it's coming. It's coming. Watch what he would do. And so we want to continue to give God praise and honor and glory, and we're going to continue to believe by faith that whatever God has promised, that it will and it shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. You know, I'm a big miracle believer. God has shown himself to me mighty. So I believe in miracles. I am a living witness of a miracle. Amen. I'm a living witness of a miracle. I'm a living witness of seeing him perform miracles in my family. I'm seeing him perform miracles with my daughter. So I know that he's real. I know that miracles exist. It's according to your faith. What do you believe? Amen. What do you believe? So, and all of us have been dealt a measure of faith. We all have been dealt a measure of faith. And so I just want to ask you on tonight, are you ready to shift the atmosphere with me? Are you ready to go in? And are you ready to call down heaven on your situation? Are you ready for God to answer you on tonight? Are you ready for God to break every chain? Are you ready for God to break bondages off your life, off of your relationships? We're talking tonight. We're going to go in and we're going to pray for marriages on tonight. But I don't want to just limit it to marriage. Whatever you're going through in any type of relationship, if it's a relationship between a mother, a daughter, a father, son, whatever you're going through, whatever issues you're having, but the message is not really the message, but the prayer is geared toward marriages. It's geared toward people who want to be married. It's geared toward people who are waiting on God. It's geared toward, as I stated before, relationships. It's geared toward wayward spouses, backslidden spouses, husbands and or wives. You know, it's not a one-sided prayer. You know, we're praying for kingdom marriages. How many of you know that it's about the kingdom? It is about the kingdom. It is about the kingdom, and this is the season like never before that God is putting together destiny, divine marriages, those putting two people together to become one, to be able to walk his purpose in the earthly realm. Let me say that again, to walk together as one, his purpose in the earthly realm, because the Bible says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good of them who love God and them who are the called according to his purpose. And so we get it mixed up. We get it backwards that, you know, we you know, get it mixed up and we start doing our own thing. And God said, wait a minute, I designed you, I created you for my purpose. But at the end of the day, and we start getting caught up in what we want to do. Amen. But it's always God first. Remember, and I always said, I mean, God, this has been on my spirit for the last maybe month or so. The scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, then all the other things will be added unto you. And so we ought to seek him first. We ought to put him first in everything. And then he will begin to add all those other things that our hearts desire, all those other things, you know. And it is not just our hearts desire, but God has made us a promise. If you read the Bible, we don't serve a poor God. We serve a God that is abundant in everything. We serve a God who wants us to be healthy, who wants us to be wealthy. If not, he would never have told us that he was taking us to a wealthy place. He would never have told the children of Israel that I'm going to take you to a land that's full with milk and honey. He would never have said that I would give you houses that you did not build. He would never have cattle on a thousand hills, so if you want one, he'll give you one. He would never have put these things in the Bible if he wanted his people to stay poor, busted, and disgusted. We serve a prosperity God. We serve a God of riches and abundance and of wealth. We serve a God that not just that he has riches and abundance of wealth, but he also wants his people to be wealthy. He wants his people to be made whole. And what he means by made whole, W-H-O-L-E, he means that he wants his people to be healthy and wealthy in every area of their lives. He wants you to live the abundant life in every area of your life. He wants you to be abundant in your health, meaning that he doesn't want you to be sick. He wants you to be made whole. He wants your family members saved, sanctified. He said that I will save your whole household. Amen. And some of you are a representation of your family. I talked about this last week. I talked about how some of you, God has chosen some of you to be the pillar of the family. He has chosen some of you to be the one in the family, amen, that he's going to use to save your entire family. And so I just want to talk to you guys tonight. I don't have a message because this is a night of prayer. I just want to pray tonight. I want to pray for relationships because as I started off saying, and I just came out of a wonderful, awesome merge conference, Dr. And I keep saying doctor because I believe God is about to promote her, but Evangelist Jackie Mays is, an awesome merge conference that God has given her the vision for, and the next one is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Texas time, Chicago time. But it is 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you guys, you've got to get over. You've got to get to that conference. But this was an awesome conference, and I thank her. I had the privilege of speaking last Tuesday. And I tell you, the power of the Holy Spirit came on that line. And so right after that show, God said, I want you to pray for Kingdom Merges. And so I titled this show on tonight, to talk about and to pray with you all on tonight. Those of you who are married, those of you who have been married and you're dealing with hurt, you're still dealing with pain, I want to pray with you on tonight and break that yoke of pain. It's time for you to love again. It's time for you to move on. Time for you to let it go. You know, God gave me a message last week, and he said, for the right now word, he said, let go, let God, and let us love. He said, let go, let God, and let us love, meaning that it's time for us to let go of the past, and it's time for us to move forward and reach towards the things that God wants us to have. It's time for us, and tonight I want to pray. And I want to break those chains. I want to break those strongholds. I want to destroy those things that are holding you down on tonight, those things that are stopping you from living your abundant life, those things that are stopping you from having fruitful and productive relationships, those things that are stopping you from being all that you can be in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to pray against those things on tonight in the name of Jesus. I want to bind and I want to rebuke certain demonic spirits that have attached themselves to you that will stop you from being prosperous, that will stop you from being productive in the name of Jesus. So tonight has been dedicated to a night of prayer. So I'm going to be praying on tonight with the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be praying, and I'm going to be asking the Holy Spirit to go before me on tonight, and I'm going to be asking the Holy Spirit to make all things new starting tonight in your life. Amen. And Isaiah, he said, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Don't even think about the old. Let that go. That's over with, done with. I'm doing a brand new spanking thing in your life. Do you not know? Amen. He said, don't even consider the old. Amen. I'm doing something new. Don't even consider the old. I'm doing something new in your life. Eyes have not seen it, ears not even heard. Amen. About what I'm about to do in your life. I'm about to make some crooked places straight. Amen. I'm about to put you on the right road. I just need you to simply say yes. Tonight is simply a night to say yes to his will and yes to his way, and yes, you will obey. Tonight is a night for you to surrender. Surrender. Tonight is a night of surrender. Lord, I surrender my heart to you. I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. Lord, if you can do anything, God, you can. If you can use anything, God, you can use me. It was a song that, like it says, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord. Here's my feet. Touch my heart, Lord. Speak to me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me on tonight. God is simply looking for a yes on tonight. God said, I want to give you the desires of your heart. I just simply need you to let go of any hostility, any hurt. Let it go so that I can bring you the love that I have for you. Amen. But you got to let go of the old hurt. You got to let it go. Amen. So that I can begin to bring you. So I can bring you, so I can, for my ladies that are out there, God want to present you. Amen. If you look at, read the book of Genesis, you will find that God presented Eve to Adam. Amen. So God presented Eve to Adam, and men, you got to be healed and made whole so that when God presents your Eve, that you would be able to recognize that that's my woman, because that's what Adam said. He called her woman. Amen, woman. Amen. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. But he was whole before he was able to identify and know who she was. Amen. Because the Bible says even before God created her from him, out of him, that he was already tending the garden. He had a job. He could tend the garden. He oversaw the garden. He oversaw everything in the garden. He named everything in the garden. Amen. He oversaw. He was the manager. He was the CEO. He was the CEO of the garden, of his field, before God brought him. Presented the woman to him. And so on tonight, women, I want you to recognize your worth. So I'm talking to my single women, though, and I'm going to get into my married woman in a minute. And I'm going to be talking to men, too. So I'm going to be talking interchangeably to men and women, because this is not a bias. This is not a bias broadcast. Amen. So we equally talk to men and women, and we hold each accountable on this line. Okay, so as I was saying, that you know, you have to be able, women, you got to know that the man should already be prepared. He should already have his own. He should already have his, you know, like I said, Adam had already named, he already tended to God, and he had already been working. He already was the CEO of that garden. Amen. And then when God saw that Adam had become whole, amen, that's when God presented the woman. Amen. That's when God presented the woman, and God created her from him. God took a part of his organ out of him and created her. Amen. And so that's where we get the rib from. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, and the two shall become one. So in the tonight's episode of the Straight to the Point, I'm going to be praying for kingdom mergers, because the enemy is trying to stop kingdom mergers. He's trying to stop what God has ordained from coming together. But how many of you know that once you get over the hurdle of delay, and once you get over the hurdle of the enemy trying to stop the two from coming together, then even when God put it together, can't nobody put it asunder. When God creates two people to be together, amen, when God creates and has destined for two people to be together, then can't no devil in hell, you know, stop them, and can't no devil in hell put it asunder, amen? But how many of you know that it's so important that the two keep Jesus in the center of that marriage, that the two continue to serve the Lord, amen? Continue to have a relationship with the Lord, but the two become one. And after they become one in the spirit and one in the flesh, that they should begin to walk together as one, agree as one, okay? So tonight I want to pray for those who are desiring marriage. You've been waiting for a long time, and I want to pray something off of you on tonight, because some of you all, there's a what is called a spiritual demonic husband. I'm talking to the ladies right now, that is trying to stop you from meeting your divine husband. And that spiritual demonic husband has been delaying your marriage. That spirit has been throwing obstacles in the way, trying to stop you from being found, okay? Trying to stop you from being found by the one that God has for your life, okay? So I'm going to be praying against that demonic spirit husband on tonight. Some of you all are walking in a generational curse, and in this generational curse, that there's been a curse over your family, that divorce, a curse of divorce. And so nobody in your family, their marriage has lasted. So we want to come up against that on tonight, and we want to reverse that curse. We want to bind and rebuke that curse in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we want to bind and rebuke it. And so so many of you, and I'm not saying everybody that's on this call tonight, because God has shown me that so many people are going to call back. And so this message is for, this prayer is for those who are listening on tonight. Prayer is also for those who are listening live and those who are going to call back, okay, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I just want to begin to pray with each and every one of you all to let you know first and foremost that God desires for you to be married. God ordained marriage, number one. And not only did God ordain marriage, but anything that God has ordained, the enemy hates. So the enemy, which is the devil, does everything he can to separate, to sow in division and discord, to stop the purpose and the plan of God. God created, the Bible says in the beginning that it was never good for man to be alone, that God said that he would create him a suitable helpmeet. Okay, when I say suitable, men, God ain't talking about no animals. If that was the case, he would never have created Eve for Adam. He would have told Adam to go hang out with the elephants, go hang out with the deers, go hang out with the cats and the dogs. Okay, Adam, if he wanted, you know, he saw that Adam was alone, right? Read the Bible. He saw that Adam was alone. If he didn't feel like that Adam should have been with a more suitable helpmeet, amen, then he would have just said, you know what, I see that Adam is alone. Let me create another different kind of animal. Amen. So Adam saw that each species was made a man and a woman. It was a man deer, it was a woman deer. Amen. It was a man elephant, it was a woman elephant. They had to reproduce, right? Amen. And so, but Adam couldn't hang out with the elephants. He couldn't reproduce with an elephant. That wasn't suitable for him, right? What it look like Adam having sex with the elephant? That ain't suitable for him. What it look like Adam, and it ain't just about sex when we talk about marriage, but at the end of the day, sex plays a huge part of it, but it's not just about sex. Because when God brings a man and a woman together, it's about purpose. It's about his purpose. It's about destiny. It's about his divine purpose in the earthly realm. But how many of you know that God created the sexual part for the gratification between a husband and a wife, and not just that, and also for them to reproduce, to be fruitful and to multiply, meaning to have children. Amen. So, again, men, those men who are single, you know, and you're single, and you single and you want to mingle, but you don't want to get married and do it God's way. We're going to rebuke the spirit of fear out of your life on tonight, because God never ordained for you to mingle and jingle with different women. He ordained for you to have a wife, somebody that was suitable for you. Amen. And let me just say this, because you got a lot of men who say, you know what, I'm just going to go get me a dog, a cat. You know, again, God never, it was never in the plan of God for you to be just hanging around animals, okay? It was in the plan of God to do what he did, to do for you what he did for Adam. He saw that Adam was alone. After Adam had accomplished all his goals in life, Adam had accomplished all his goals, he even built all his dreams. Okay, so he was alone, right? Amen. God said, okay, I gave Adam this, I gave Adam that, but that wasn't sufficient enough. Amen. I gave Adam wealth. I gave Adam control and dominion over the fish of the seas, over the fish of the seas. I gave him dominion over the animals, over the earth. I gave him dominion to be able to name each one of these animals. But he's still lonely. It's something in him that's just not complete yet, for real. He needs somebody that's suitable for him. Somebody that can help him get to help him get to the next level, and they grow together as one, that they build together. Hallelujah. Somebody hear me on tonight. I'm going somewhere with this. So it was meant for God. God always ordained and meant for man to be with a wife. Amen. And the two come together and become one. Amen. So tonight, I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be praying that those women who are waiting to be found, that God will, what was his main intent for them from the beginning of time? We all know what happened in the garden. We all know that Adam failed. But how many of you know that Jesus, amen, was our redeemer? And so whatever Adam did, Jesus came back and became the sacrifice so that we can have it all back again. Amen. So in the beginning, we had dominion, but we lost it when Adam messed up. You know, and I keep saying Adam because Adam told you, man, you know, I know you're trying to blame your wife, but what did I tell you? You the man. You the head. You the head of her. You should not have bitten that apple. If Adam wouldn't have bit the apple, I mean, I know Eve messed up, but if Adam, who God made the head of that garden, who God made the head of that family, if he wouldn't have bid it, then I believe it would have been something totally different. Because, again, he was the man, and God held both of them. At the end of the day, they were both accountable for disobeying God, but God said to Adam, I told you. You keep talking about her, I told you. And so we're going to be praying tonight that God will raise up some kingdom men, amen, that they will go out and find their kingdom women, and that the two will come together and they will tear that devil's kingdom down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm ready to call down fire from heaven and let God do what only he can do. That is to save, sanctify, and fill with the Holy Spirit. I'm ready by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I feel the power of God on tonight, and I'm ready to stand in agreement with you on tonight. Whatever you're going through, amen, in the name of Jesus, we're calling down heaven. Amen. Amen. We're calling down heaven in the name of Jesus, and we're going to command by the power of God that you will have no more delay on tonight. No more delay. No more delay in the name of Jesus. Kevin, let's open up the line.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. I was just excited about the prayer. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll get ready to open up the lines. Dr. Henderson requested there, and I'm going to mention your last four digits unless I know your number already, but I know our first number, Dr. Henderson, is Evangelist Jackie Mays. How you doing, sister?
Hey,
praise God. I am doing wonderful, and I am excited about the topic again tonight. Amen. If you didn't get a chance to hear Dr. Henderson on the marriage seminar, oh, my God, you missed a very, very great treat. And we thank God for you. And listen, I'm still getting calls how people were blessed, and they want to know, who is that woman, you know? But we thank God for using you like he did and ministering through you like he did. But I'm so excited for a couple of reasons about the message on tonight.
Amen.
And I'm so grateful for the prayer given you. You know,
yeah.
You talked about shifting, and that thing moved in me when that song was playing, shifting the atmosphere and the authority and that our praise and our worship has. You know, we can move things around. My God.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible tells us to speak to the mountain, and the mountains will move, you know.
Yeah.
And so what our praise and our worship has so much authority to be able to shift things and to move things and to change things around us, you know. And I am so excited about the prayer on tonight. You know, you talked about marriages being delayed, demonic and spiritual husbands trying to stop you from meeting your husband. You know, the whole thing is all about God and his purpose that he has for us. You know, and what really excited me was gave me a whole new outlook on marriage. And mind you, I was in a previous marriage before my late husband passed for 33 years. But I never seen some of the things you pulled out tonight and last Tuesday, you know, about marriages for the purpose of the kingdom. And I was like, oh, my God. And, you know, when you talked about the scripture that says what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And I said, God, that's what I want right there, what you joined together. You know, I had a good, 30-something years there. But I moved in my own will and my own flesh in that first one. I said, but this one won't be like that, God. This is going to be what you want for the purpose of the kingdom. And I'm excited to be able to get to a place where you can really glorify God in the earth and do the will of God and his purpose. You know, he says in his word, he said, I know the plan that I have. And, you know, we may think that we know something, but he'll straighten that out quick and be like, no. I know the plan that I have. And I like the sound of that, you know, because you live long enough, you'll find out. You don't know enough.
Exactly. Come on here.
You don't know enough. Listen, you don't know enough. And if you do, I'm scared of you.
Exactly.
Because God knows everything. He knows the end from the beginning. And I'm so grateful for his word on tonight. Amen. You already know where I'm at. So when you get to praying, you already know.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, evangelist. Stay on. We're going to be praying on tonight. Stay on. God bless you. I just wanted to speak this in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. No more delay. No more delay. In the name of Jesus. And I bind and I rebuke any counterfeit that should try to come before the will. That the counterfeit will make a U-turn in the name of Jesus. We command by the power of the Holy Ghost that the counterfeit will make a U-turn, and that the real by the power of the Holy Ghost will come through and come forth in the name of Jesus, that he will be the head of the home, but won't be intimidated by your anointing, that you two will walk together as one, that he will love you and respect the anointing on your life, that you will love him and respect and reverence and honor the anointing on his life. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. That the two shall truly become one. One in spirit, one in flesh, and one in spirit. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. And
guess
what? We'll be able to pray like never before. We'll be able to pray down heaven in Jesus' name. We'll be able to touch and agree. We'll be able to count, give you counsel.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We'll be able to speak encouragement in your life. We'll be able to speak motivation in your life. We'll be a help to you in every area of your life. In the name of
Jesus,
hallelujah. We call down heaven right now, and we say by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, have your way in a
marvelous
name like on tonight. Father, have your way, God. You know what you stand in need of, God. We ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would do it, that you would do it for your glory, Father. That man would know and see, Father God, that all that she been through was not in vain. That she would see, Father God, that she would see the purpose in it all and be able to declare like Hannah, she would begin to sing a whole new song like Hannah Samuel's mom. Father, that she would begin to sing and give joy unto you and say she would bless the
Lord
at all times. And his praises shall continually be in her mouth.
Ooh, hallelujah,
Father,
God.
I should be able to say, taste and see that the Lord is good. In the name of Jesus, God, submerge her with your power. Submerge her right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let her know, God, that you have never forsaken her. You would never forsake her. You would never forsake her, God, in
Jesus'
name, God. We thank you, God, for her divine husband, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
we thank you, God, for the man, this man of God, Father God, that is, has surrendered to you, Father, this man of God who loves you, oh God, this man of God that will be able to love her as Christ loved the church, who will be able to love her as Christ loved the church.
Christ gave
his life for the church. Gave his body for the church, oh
Thank
God,
you,
and in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus, Father, let them come together and tear the devil's kingdom down
in
the
name
of Jesus. God, I thank you for him right now. I praise
you
for him right now. We rejoice in advance,
God,
that he will find her
God.
Working in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
We bless you, we honor, we reverse every curse of delay, every curse
every
of delay.
Curse.
We bind and we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And we command that she will get her blessing, that it will come,
God.
And it will come right now, immediately and straight
Lord. In the
name, of
Jesus.
Your will, your way, and your will and your desire is for her to be married in the name of Jesus. But the
thank
one that you have for her, God, and Lord God, we thank you for her right now, in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. Dr. Henderson, our next awesome guest there is the Hembricks. I believe we got the Hembricks up right now. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is so good. And such a powerful word tonight that you're preaching. I mean, you're teaching on shift, because there is a shift in the atmosphere. And my prayer tonight is that when this shift comes about in your life, that you be ready to accept it, because it's going to be.
Oh, I like that.
You know that is going to be a powerful shift.
Yes.
God's going to move so fast. You got to be really ready. Like the songwriter say, be ready when he comes, because he's coming.
Yeah.
We got to be ready for this shift in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Because a lot of things is going to change. People are going to change. The atmosphere is going to change. The Christians are going to change. The non-Christians are going to become Christians. You know, God is ready to do something miraculous, he's ready to do it, and he's going to do it right now. It's not going to be late. It's going to be God right now, God is a right now God. God do things in his time, you know. God do things in his time. So we have to praise God. We have to be ready for this shift. This shift
is coming.
So that's my prayer tonight. I'd like to pray for the shift, that we be knowing that it's coming, that we be ready for the shift that God has going to make in our own individual.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's marriage, whether it's single life, whether it's whatever the shift is, whether it be a new job, a new shift on a job thing.
Yes, whatever it is. Yes.
God is going to change it, and you just got to be ready for this shift, because I promise you, hallelujah, I promise you, glory to God, I promise you that shift is coming. This shift is coming, and we just got to be, good God from Zion. We got to be ready for this promise, for this shift, because it's coming.
That's powerful.
I just thank the Lord, and I just ask that you pray for the shift, because it's coming.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the shift, because Father God is coming, and in so many people's lives, the shift has already started. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you will open up their eyes so that they will see, Father God, that the shift has already happened in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, God, for preparation, God. In Jesus' name, those who are still being prepared, Father, I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name that you will open up their eyes so they will begin to see, Lord God,
right,
what you are doing, what you are changing, what you are bringing into their lives in Jesus' name. Father, prepare them,
yes,
Father God, in every area, Father God, so they will be able to walk exceptionally,
yes,
Father God, above,
yes,
and beyond, Father God, all that you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father,
Jesus,
above and beyond, Father God, exceedingly, abundantly,
yes,
above all, Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to the power that worketh in them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the shift, Father. We thank you for the shift in healing. We thank you, Father God, in the shift of deliverance. We thank you, God, in the shift, Father God, of salvation, Father God. Deliverance, healing, Father God. Sanctification, God. The shift, oh God, in finances so tonight, oh God. That, Lord God, you're shifting, Father God, lack. You're shifting poverty, Father God, to prosperity, Father God, to financial growth,
yes,
Father God.
My
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus, you're
in
shifting relationships, God.
Yes.
You're taking away from getting rid of the old relationships, the ones that don't mean it's no good, Father, but you're opening up doors, Father God,
yes,
for better,
yes,
relationships, for
you
divine
do.
Relationships,
God.
Father
thank
God, for fruitful relationships, so God, in the name of Jesus,
name
we
of
thank
Jesus.
You for the shift, Father God.
Yes,
Lord
God.
God, that you are, Father God, allowing those to walk,
yes,
in a sound mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father,
yes,
God. We thank you for the shift, oh God, that Father God, in the hearers' lives, Father God, you're taking them to another level in the spiritual realm. You're,
yes,
taking them to another level, Father God, in the spiritual realm. Father God, that they will begin to walk in a different, God, you're giving them a different gift, Father God, a different,
yes,
gift, Father God, that they will be able to walk in these gifts, Father. Lord God,
yes,
to be able to proclaim, Father God, your goodness, oh Father God, to be able to help your people, Father God. We
my
thank
God.
You in the name of Jesus for the shift,
Jesus,
oh God. New levels in Jesus'
Jesus.
Name for the husband and the wife as they come,
yes,
together and minister to your people as one, Father God. They will begin to see them use you like never before. Prophets will begin to walk in a healing ministry in the,
yes,
name of Jesus. She will begin to
Jesus.
Lay hands on a sick and they shall recover,
yes,
Father. But she had to go through it, Father, so that you can use her to heal, so you can use her, Father God, to lay hands,
yes,
on herself, Father God, and that she would be healed, Lord. So when she began to lay hands on the other people, Father, they would know, Father God, they would feel the Holy Ghost through her, God. So, Lord God, we even thank you, Father God, for elder, Father God. Lord God, that Father, in Jesus' name, you are going to begin to allow him to interpret his dreams, Father, some dreams and dreams he's been having, but not able to interpret them, didn't know how to interpret the dreams, God. You're going to allow him, you're going to give him, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, the gift of interpretation, that he will,
yes,
be able to not only to interpret his own dreams, but he will begin to interpret the dreams of others in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the shift. In the name of Jesus, the shift. God is shifting this woman of God and this man of God. God is shifting this family, this couple. God is shifting you. In the name of Jesus, what you thought God was doing when God had y'all alone by yourselves, you thought that God wasn't going on. We don't know. know what church to go to. We don't know what ministry to connect to. We don't know what to do. God, what are you doing? God said that he was transitioning you guys. He was preparing you. You was on a potter's wheel in the spiritual realm. He was getting you ready for where he's about to take you. And now you're about to take off like a rocket in the name of Jesus. I see a ship. I see a rocket in the name of Jesus. And all I see is fire under the rocket in the name of Jesus. And I saw the rocket go off, and all I see is smoke. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, I thank you.
Yes.
That's where you're going to take off like a rocket. You and
my
your
God.
Wife, man of God. You and my your wife. She's a powerful woman of God. God gave you a powerful woman of God, and each one of you all got gifts. I'm telling you, the devil is scared of y'all, but
my
you can't
God.
Be scared of him. You got to be able to tell the devil that devil I am who God says I am. Me and my wife, we're going to work together as one. We're going to tear your kingdom down in the name of Jesus. I don't care how long you try to stop us from walking. We're going to walk the walk, and we're going to talk the talk, and we're going to declare the goodness of Jesus. And when prophetess lay hands on herself, she's going to jump up and do some cartwheels and flips and tell the devil he's a liar in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God, I thank you for him. I thank you for them right now, God. I thank you for their ministry. I thank you, Father God, for their healing, their ministry of signs, miracles, and wonders in the name of Jesus. Signs, miracles, and wonders for this husband and wife on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. He will walk in healing. He will walk in interpretation of dreams. And their gift will make room for them and bring them before great men and great women in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Father. I praise you, God. I honor you, God. But not only does he have the interpretation of dreams, but God has given your wife with her prophetic gift. He has also given her the gift of healing, and also he has given her the interpretation of dreams, too. So you guys are going to be bouncing off of each other. You're going to be bouncing off of each other. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to
Amen.
God. Father, I thank you for this husband and wife right now, Father God. Allow them, Father God, to come together in agreement, God. Lord God, walk as one, Father God. Touch and agree, Father God, because there's power in unity. I see unity in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Father. Lord God, I praise you and I honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
God
bless,
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Tell prophetess I say hi. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Dr. Bond.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do it straight to the point. We're opening up the lines. Dr. Henderson, we have a private line number, so we're going to open up the private line number. Your line is private on my end, so we're going to open up your line if you'd like to say a few words or have a request. God bless you. Your line is open now.
Hello, Dr. Henderson. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's good. It is time for a shift. The shift has begun.
Yes. Yes.
I clearly distinctly remember you prophesied about my teaching gift. The shift has begun.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Amen. So tell us about your testimony. So somebody else can be encouraged on tonight. Amen.
I had to go in January. The bishop asked me to come in and start teaching a sermon. He wanted me to record it. So when they were off, when we were closed because of the inclement weather, that they would use them as planned sermons. And I had no idea that we had snow, and one day they couldn't get in. My sermon was the sermon that played, and I didn't. When I went in there to record it, no one was in the sanctuary. It was just the video people, myself, praise team. And I went in. I was like, okay, I'll just go ahead and preach it and just leave. I had no idea what it was or what. I knew where I was preaching on, but I didn't know anything else. And it was on it was on the battle, being battle ready. And it's about the battle. And it was, I didn't want to watch it myself. I was like, no, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. But I was shocked that Sunday when it played. And then also we have prayer, praise, and study on Tuesdays. And we have a panel, and he picks a panel of ministers to sit up on the panel with him when he's teaching particular series. And we have to basically interact and talk about what's being taught and all that to the whole congregation. So God is truly moving. And not only is he moving in that area, he's shifting as far as relationships and everything in my life. He's cutting off people. He's making me focus more on what he's calling me to do.
God, praise God. And I just dropped in my spirit that the devil been sending a lot of counterfeits in your life. But God told me to tell you, get ready, the real is coming. Your Isaac is coming. And, you know, it's somebody. I see a man. And this man is serious about God. This one is not, you know, flaky, one day up and one day down. This one is consistent. You've been saying, God, I need consistency. God said, now that I got your attention, meaning that I got you focused on me, meaning that not just you focused, but I got your heart focused. I got you. You're walking in your destiny. You're walking in your anointing. You're walking in what I called you to walk in. Amen. And now that you know for sure, you know without a shadow of a doubt, this is the area in which God wants you to walk in. God told me to tell you he's bringing him. Matter of fact, he's already in your midst. Amen. He's already spotted you. He already know who you are. Amen. And God told me to tell you, even me telling you this, he said, you know, don't start wondering who it is, but you've had a lot of counterfeits come your way. You hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you've had a lot of counterfeits. And the reason why the devil tried to send you those counterfeits was to stop you from walking in your teaching gift, your teaching gift. But now that you've overcome that, you've overcome, meaning that you've overcame those counterfeits, meaning that you beat those tests. And now God said, now I can bring you. Now I can allow you. You've already been in that person's presence. You've already been in that person's presence. You've already been in his presence, meaning that you've already been presented to him already. Meaning like how God presented presented Eve to Adam. You've already been presented to him, but he has not come forth yet to approach you in that marriage, woman, you my wife, you know, type. And, you know, he ain't going to come to you and just say, you my wife, because this one got a prayer life, amen? Because, see, a lot of them have told you that. You've heard that. God is going to strategically tell this one how to approach you where you won't say this is a counterfeit or where you won't say that this ain't God, because, you know, you had a lot of counterfeits. And God got to strategically teach him and tell him what to say to not make you miss it and not to make him miss it. Amen.
Yes,
glory to God.
Yes,
so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this woman of God right now, Lord.
Yes,
Lord God, you know the desires of her heart, Father. As you already presented her to the man, Father, amen. She don't even, she's still kind of iffy, but you've already presented her to the man, Father, and he's already seen her, Father. But, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that every demonic spirit is trying to stop them two from coming together, that's trying to stop the purpose and the plan that you have for their lives. We bind and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You said, Satan, take your hands off of this woman of God's destiny. Take your hands off of the man of God's destiny that you have for each one of them. Let them come together by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus and walk in kingdom matters. Walk in building the kingdom. Walk in financing the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, that they're going to finance the kingdom. They're going to help build the kingdom, Father. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father God, that this one, Father God, will be the head and not the tail. Will be the will go and be, Lord God, will be the lender, not the borrower. This one, Father, she don't have to worry about, Father God, being depleted of her funds, because this one is going to deposit. God, I thank you right now. This one is going to deposit into her life. He's going to deposit in every area of her life. He's going to deposit financially. He's going to deposit. He's going to help in the name of Jesus grow. I see growth because he's going to add to your life. He's not going to subtract from your life, but he's going to add to your life. In the name of Jesus, this one you will be able to submit to. Show you godly qualities, and you will be so in awe. You're going to be like, my God, this is you. It will be no doubt in your mind. God is going to give you a peace that surpasses of all your understanding till you know. You won't even question. You're going to know. You won't even doubt. You're going to know because he's going to make you feel safe. You know, there ain't going to be no guilty or doubting because your spirit is going to be safe. You want to feel safe around him. Amen. Not just around him, but you want to know that this is a God thing. It ain't going to be him. He's not going to be trying to have sex with you. He's not going to be trying to pressure you about sex because he's going to be submitted to God, and he knows that. Amen. That he can't sin against God. Or his daughter. He can't sin against God's daughter because you are a child of God. You are God's daughter. This man that God got for you. He's going to come forth. He's going to come forth. He's going to come forth. He's going to approach. But you be ready and don't have your walls up. And I understand why you have your walls up and stuff because of proud relationships and things of that nature. But God said this time, amen, the walls are going to come down. And when the walls come down, you're going to know that it's a God thing. God, I thank you for her right now. Cover her with your blood. Protect her in Jesus' name. I bind and I rebuke every spiritual husband that has been trying to stop her marriage, that has been trying to stop her from getting married in Jesus' name. I bind and I rebuke every generational curse. I bind and I rebuke every generational curse in the family. I bind and I rebuke it in Jesus' name. I reverse the curse of divorce. I reverse the curse of separation. I reverse the curse of abuse in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And that not only she, Father God, will be found by a wonderful man of God, but Lord God, when it's her daughter's time, that her daughter will too. God, I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. Thanks for calling. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Back to you. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight I wanted to pray with everybody in the name of Jesus about marriages and anything, healing, deliverance, whatever it is that you guys wanted me to pray about. I just want to touch and agree with you by the power of the Holy Ghost because God can do anything. Everybody on this line, we've been seeking God. We've been putting him first. He told us if we seek him first, his kingdom, that he would give us anything else. So in the name of Jesus, I pray, those of you who are going to call back, those of you who are waiting, I want you to know God has spoke to my spirit, and he says no more delay. No more delay. No more delay in your marriage. No more delay in fruitful and divine connections. No more delay in winning. No more delay in being financially secure. No more delay. No more delay. No more delay. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. We're at the end of the show. But before we leave, I want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another broadcast with Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We thank you so much for joining us. And remember, Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen, and always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other, as Dr. Henderson shares with us. And let's get a hand clap of praise as we close out. Lord willing, we'll be back here next Monday evening, Eastern Standard Time at 8 p.m. Tell somebody, this is Straight to the Point. God bless you. And know that Jesus loves you. Bye-bye.